Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, October 7th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Channel 997 SLA TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. 15,800 head to sell, 2,700 yearling steers, 2,300 yearling heifers, 5,200 weaned calves, 3,600 calves on cows, and over 600 bred stock. All the auction details available at SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 1-800-422-2117.
Sometimes reaching your healthy, active goals can be like climbing a tall mountain. But making progress simply starts with one step. Invite one friend to play a game. Break into a spontaneous dance party once in a while. Learn a cool new activity and practice it to get better. One new move a week is all it takes, and soon you'll come out on top. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
Even though live cattle could not continue the strength of Monday, the market was supported by a strong increase in boxed beef select cuts yesterday, $2.62. It's been quite some time since any strength of this magnitude's been seen. Unfortunately, it was offset to some degree by choice cuts down $1.47. This may provide some light at the end of the tunnel. Cash will need to trade no less than steady with last week to provide further support. On the hogs, those hogs struggled yesterday but were able to close off the lows. The inability of cash and cutouts to support the market increases the concern over the ability of futures to hold recent gains. Traders are assessing current fundamentals with the longer-term outlook. Cash will need to turn quickly or a larger price retracement may be seen in futures. The National Direct Afternoon Report showed prices down 75 cents yesterday. On the grains, after a small bounce at the Tuesday evening open, wheat contracts have mostly all slipped into negative territory here early this morning. After an impressive rally since the middle of September, wheat futures finally saw the first meaningful setback attempt the previous session. The selling certainly felt technical in nature, and there were little to no fresh headlines to point to. Rally to new highs earlier this week brought selling on both ends of the curve as $7 new crop cash was able to be paid to the farmer in the Southern Plains. Softer corn prices overnight as December corn attempts to make it three lower closes in a row. Despite the lower trade this week, the short and intermediate term trends are still up with price action mostly consolidative of late. It looks as though traders are content to let corn futures consolidate into the October WASD when USDA will release the next round of market moving data. The energy market rally continues to underpin corn futures, although most inputs corn depends on for production are rallying right alongside. And mostly lower trade in the soy complex overnight, although soybean oil is once again posting gains as the impressive recovery continues. We're going to check futures prices in a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, October 7th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Channel 997 SLA TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time, 15,800 head to sell, 2,700 yearling steers, 2,300 yearling heifers, 5,200 weaned calves, 3,600 calves on cows, and over 600 bred stock. All the auction details available at SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 1-800-422-2117.
October live cattle up 20 cents, 122.82. December down 20 yesterday, 127.85. October feeder cattle up $1.10, 156.10. November up $1.85. 156.87. December hogs down 55 cents, 82.55. February down 50 cents, 85 even. Kansas City wheat, December down 13 and a quarter, 741. March down 13 and a quarter at 748 and three quarters. Chicago wheat, December down 11 and three quarters at 744 and three quarters. March down 11 cents at 757 and a quarter. December corn's down 3 and a quarter, 537 and a half. March down 3 and three quarters at 546. November soybeans up 14 and three quarters at 1250 and a half penny. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.